Cargo has underlined the need for technological innovation and research in the food sector, considering Indonesia's population is growing by 3.5 million per year. After launching the Indonesia Plenty Movement in Banyuasin District, South Sumatra Province, on Wednesday, he said that cooperation between all parties, including agricultural experts, technology experts, entrepreneurs, engineers, and ulamas and Muslim scholars, is needed to address agricultural issues. Informed that national export of medical devices in 2024 reached $273 million, with domestic medical device transactions via e-catalogs increasing by 48%. Director of the Agricultural Machinery and Machinery Industry at the Ministry, Solehan Nesbe, said that the launch of two Eurocasan products by GE Healthcare is proof of the domestic medical device industry's readiness to scale up the wider market. That's the news.
We'll be right back.
of Indonesia and LeBron. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Because the main system of society uses more sound. I tell you that name is not ID. Well, listener, it seems that we have been almost accompanying you for 6 hours, but it's still 5 hours, more than that. But whatever it is, I hope that what we have already given to you can improve your insight about Indonesia, but also increase your understanding about Indonesian information from Indonesia. And now, still, we have also another information that we would like to share with you, listeners. It is from the Ministry of Cooperatives. Yes. Has announced its goal of establishing 8,000 black and white cooperatives in villages across Papua to help improve the local economy and quality of life. Pasti Hamdi, as an assistant official at the ministry, conveyed that black and white cooperatives are part of President Prabowo Subianto's directives called for public support for this program. Hamdi stated that these cooperatives will provide affordable basic necessities, savings and loan services, health clinics and warehousing and logistics facilities. She also explained that the initiative is intended to boost the rural economy nationwide, including in Papua. All preparations have been made to ensure smooth implementations, thereby improving the quality of life in rural communities. She also mentioned that the red and white cooperatives will offer various financing channels to support the public.
Yeah.
to the world. To our listeners, finally, I would like to say what? I'd like to express my gratitude to you all listeners and also our listeners, because now I am and also the crew of YouTube especially for 6 hours here in the morning. I would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program and to join our togetherness today, especially from 6 a.m. up to 12 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta listeners. Now, finally, we would like to end our togetherness. I am Al-Fatal and also the community. So, we'd like to say thank you very much. And please stay tuned and keep on listening, but very sadly, stay tuned and also keep on listening, because we still would like to come here again with our college, and I would like to continue my or our podcast listeners. So please keep on listening too, and keep on loving Indonesia, because our college, and I would like also to show you about interesting segments that would like to make you full of information about Indonesia, feel entertained, enjoyable, and also listening to our program. Have a nice day, listener, and now we'd like to show you the song from Ami Karina with title Cintaku Tak Terbatas Waktu. Amin, sir.